September 8, 1927, how all creation is fixed in God and is the relator of the Supreme Being. The sorrow suffered in a divine way in Jesus and in Mary. Meaning of the 40 days in the desert. I continue my flight in the Supreme Volition, which keeps all creation as though in the palm of its hand, and I am forced to hover from one created thing to another, to trace all that glory which I can give to my Creator through them, and to requite Him with my love for everything He has done for love of me and of all. Now, while I was doing this, my beloved Jesus moved in my interior and told me, "My daughter, when our divinity created the whole creation, it left it all bound within itself. So, it can be said that the heavens keep their relation with God, are fixed in God, and from within God they spread their immensity. The stars are bound in God, and from within God they adorn with gold the vault of the firmament. In God is the sun bound, and from the divine bosom it spreads its light, which invests the whole earth. There's not one created thing which does not have its links in God. And while they come out, they do not separate from God. God is jealous of His acts, and He loves them so much, that He does not permit that they be separated from Him. Therefore, He keeps them all fixed within Himself as perennial glory of His own acts, as relators of His being to creatures, which, with mute voice, speak with facts of the One who created them, and tell, with facts, that He is most pure and endless light, love that is never extinguished, eye that sees everything, hears and penetrates everything. The sun says this. Created things also say, "Look at us," and, with facts, we will tell you. This is why we do not speak, because facts are greater than words. He is power which can do anything, He is immensity which envelops everything, He is wisdom which orders everything, He is beauty which enraptures everything. The creation is the continuous narration of the Supreme Being, from whom it receives continuous life. And as you go around from one thing to another, you remain bound to them to your Creator, and receive the relations of light, of love, of power, etc., which each of them possesses. On hearing this, I said, "My love, the created things do not have reason. How can they give me their relations and give you so much glory?" And Jesus added, "My daughter, created things are in relationship with me and are bound to me like the members to the head, and they act like members which receive life from the head. See, you have hands and feet. These do not have reason, nor do they speak, but because they receive life from the head, the hands operate, the feet walk, remaining at the disposal of what the head wants, and forming its greatest glory. Only if hands and feet are severed from the body, then would they have neither works nor steps, because they would lose the life which the head communicated to them. So it is with the whole creation, even though created things have neither reason nor speech, because they are united with God like the members to the body, they receive life from their Creator, and therefore all created things are operating, their acts are incessant, and are at our disposal more than are your members at the disposal of your head. And just as your hands have the virtue of communicating your works to other creatures, so do created things have the virtue of communicating the good they possess to creatures, and to one who lives in my divine will. Because the will that animates them is one with that of this soul, they feel that she belongs to the body of the whole creation, and therefore they communicate to her all the relations which they have with the head, and with great love they bind her to themselves. Therefore, be constant in living in my divine will, if you want to live communal life with your Jesus and with all creation, and give me all the glory which all my works give me incessantly." After this, I was following the holy divine volition and the act in which my sweet Jesus separated from the sovereign queen to go into the desert. And while compassionating both one and the other, I thought to myself, how could the sovereign queen separate from her dear son for as many as 40 days? She who loved him so much, how could she endure being without him? I, who do not have her love, suffer so much for a few days that he deprives me of himself. What must it have been for my mama? Now, While I was thinking of this, my adored Jesus moved in my interior and told me, "My daughter, we both suffered in separating from each other, but our sorrow was suffered in a divine way, not in a human way, and therefore it did not separate either from happiness or from imperturbable peace. Happy, I departed for the desert, happy, the height of my celestial mama stayed." In fact, the sorrow suffered in a divine way has no virtue of shading even slightly the divine happiness, which contains endless seas of joys and of peace. Sorrows suffered in a divine way are like little drops of water in the immense sea, the power of whose waves has the virtue of changing them into happiness. The sorrow suffered in a human way has the virtue of breaking true happiness and of disturbing the peace. The divine way, never. More so, since my Queen Mama possessed the Son of my will by grace, and I possessed it by nature. So, the Son remained in her and remained in me, but its rays did not separate, because light is indivisible. Therefore, in that same light she remained in me and followed my acts, and I remained in her as her center of life. So, the separation, while true, was apparent. In substance we were fused together and inseparable, because the light of the divine will placed our acts in common as if they were one alone. And besides, I went to the desert to call back that same divine will of mine, which, for 40 centuries, creatures had deserted from their midst. And I, for 40 days, wanted to remain alone, to repair for the 40 centuries of human will during which mine had not possessed its kingdom in the midst of the human family. And with my very divine will I wanted to call it back again into their midst, so that it might reign. Upon returning from the desert, I deposited it in my mama, with all those acts of divine will which creatures had rejected and had kept as though in a desert, so that she might be the faithful depository, the repairer and the impress of the kingdom of my will. Only the Sovereign Lady could possess this deposit so great, because she possessed within herself the very divine will which could contain the will deserted by creatures. How could we occupy ourselves with our sorrow of being separated for 40 days, when it was about reintegrating, about calling back our divine will to reign in the midst of creatures? In our sorrow we were more than happy, because we wanted to place the kingdom of the Supreme Fiat in safety, and the Celestial Queen was waiting with yearnings for my return, in order to receive the deposit of the new Son, so as to requite with her love all of its acts, which the human ingratitude had rejected. She acted as true mama to my divine will, acting as true mother also for creatures, impetrating for all the life, the happiness, the joy of possessing the kingdom of the eternal fiat. My daughter, the number 40 is symbolic and significant in my life down here. When I was born, for 40 days I wanted to remain in the grotto of Bethlehem, symbol of my divine will, which, while being present in the midst of creatures, was as though hidden and outside of the city of their souls. And I, in order to repair for the 40 centuries of human will, wanted to remain outside of the city for 40 days, in a miserable hut, crying, moaning and praying, to call back my divine will into the city of souls, so as to give it its dominion. And after 40 days I went out to present myself to the temple, and reveal myself to the holy old Simeon. He was the first city I was calling to the knowledge of my kingdom. And his joy was so great, that he closed his eyes to the earth to open them to eternity. 40 days I spent in the desert, and then, immediately, I did my public life, to give them the remedies and the means in order to reach the kingdom of my will. For 40 days I wanted to remain on earth after my resurrection, to confirm the kingdom of the divine fiat and its 40 centuries of kingdom which it was to possess. So, in everything I did down here, the first act was the restoration of the kingdom. All other things entered into the secondary order, but the first link of connection between me and creatures was the kingdom of my will. Therefore, when it is about my will, I hold nothing back, neither light, nor sacrifices, nor manifestations, nor happiness, there seas that I release from myself so as to make it known, to make it rain, and to make it loved.